While university student unions across Nova Scotia chose to strike recently, Cape Breton University was not among them. Student unions at Acadia, NASCAD, and Dalhousie Universities, as well as the University of King's College, all chose to strike, calling for standardization of tuition fees for in-province, out-of-province, and international students, as well as a 20% decrease in tuition fees in all areas. The striking student unions are also demanding divestment from weapons manufacturers, companies that produce fossil fuels, and what they're calling entities who directly or indirectly support genocide, crimes against humanity, and war crimes. While the four institutions spent the last week striking, not every student union at universities in Nova Scotia joined them, including Mount St. Vincent, St. Mary's, St. Francis Xavier, and Cape Breton Universities. Now the current president and CEO of the Cape Breton Student Union is explaining why. Simi Antol explained why they chose to sit the strike out.
So we, as an executive, held a meeting, I think, 2 weeks before, actually, and we discussed on potential like concerns that we have surrounding strike. And one of them was with CBU being largely international population. We are not sure like if our international students would go on strike, if they will have potential repercussions from IRCC while studying on a study permit. That was our major one. Our second one was also how we are not sure on students' right to protest, as in there's no policies around like how students can protest on campus. So we are also very uncertain about students protesting here and potentially, you know, facing something that we don't want them to face. And I think another one of the things would be them missing classes, which they've already paid for at the beginning of the year. So these were our major concerns. And obviously, with our finals exam being here within 2 weeks, it would create an atmosphere of anxiety between students to not get caught up on their classes. So that were our main reasons why we didn't go forward with the strike AGM.
Before the protest took place, the union released their reasons for not participating, but Antol did say students can explore strike options if they wish.
We are definitely here to support all the students that are wanting to or wishing to go on strike. As mentioned in the statement that we launched, according to our bylaws, they can still wish to hold an AGM if they want. It's just the executives that's voted no. But the students can still sign a petition. They can still do the strike, and we'll have all the resources for them if they wish to know they're striking. We'll be there with any necessities. We have them at Student Union. We have brochures for them. We have resources. So we are happy to help if any students are still wishing to strike.
But just because the CBU Student Union executive chose not to strike, they're still working to advocate for students.
We thought that since we are not striking, we are engaging in some meaningful action activities. We have been involved in student, letter writing campaign as if the legislature hears directly from the students' concerns, if they're sending them letters about the provincial budget cuts. I think this is where we'll get some meaningful actions, where some of the things that, which is really concerning for students right now, is the graduate scholarship, which has been cut, and then other cuts pertaining to co-op and work integrated learning projects. So we are still writing letters to our legislature and bringing our concerns forward so that they can hear directly from students.
The strikes at the four other universities have now wrapped up. There's no news on tuition changes or divestments. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.